This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a year ago, one of my listeners had asked, did they study giving people COVID on purpose to see what it did, to see its virility, to see the immunity and the natural immunity, and are there studies where they actually give people the actual virus? Well, I didn't think there were a lot of those clinical trials out there because, one, who would volunteer? But I see what you were asking, and it kind of could be a fascinating study based on the data they get. It's just whenever you do studies involving humans, you have to make sure you don't hurt them. You also have to make sure that if there are some unintended consequences, that you have a means to help them stop the study. Well, there was a study called the Human Challenge Trial that was done in the UK, according to Gizmodo, where they did deliberately expose people to COVID. And the research found that people who caught the infection became symptomatic within 2 days, which means it took about 2 days for them to get sick, even though, you know, we spoke about how there's a 14-day incubation period, which is why you had to quarantine for 14 days, because incubation period is time of symptoms from exposure. So we were told it could take at least 2 weeks for you to show signs, even though my guess is it could take you. I really believe most of these illnesses are 48 hours. Well, that's what they found. They found that people who caught the infection became sick within 2 days, remained infectious, though, for longer than a week, so not the 5 days right now that the CDC has been, you know, saying, well, you know, you're probably not that infectious after 5 days. None of the volunteers, though, became severely sick. A few, though, did continue to have trouble smelling things months later, which is one of the long COVID symptoms, the anosmia or the issues with sneezing. Oh, come on. I'm serious. Listening too much. So they said this research is an example of what they call a human challenge trial. Human challenge trials have been used in the past for other infectious diseases, often in areas where the diseases have become rare or difficult to track. But there's a lot of controversy, of course. Many researchers did want to do this early on in the pandemic. So this might have been started after my listener had asked about it about a year ago. Because I think a lot of people are like, look, if this is going to be inevitable, we might need to get some data. So criticisms included that COVID was widespread, including the UK. There were no reliable treatments for severe illness. And so remember, like I said, if you're going to be doing something like this, you need to have that ability to help people that you're, well, one, you're not really supposed to be hurting people, but two, is you're supposed to be having means where you can help them. We didn't have any treatments about a year ago. Advocates have argued that human challenge trials for COVID-19 could be run safely and would provide invaluable information about the natural history of infection, as well as how effective vaccines are at preventing infection. Now, some of you might be like, okay, why though did they do this? Don't we know enough about COVID? Why the rush, you know, to just infect people? I mean, you know, we're going to get data because now so many people got Omicron. Well, one, this was early 2021, so it was before we had access, we had Omicron. Number two, the vaccine was being rolled out. And if we were to receive, get to a herd immunity, then we might not be able to study the evolution of this virus, because you have that variable of, well, this person had the vaccine, there's still a lot of questions on the vaccine that many anti-vaxxers have brought up. I don't like the term anti-vaxxers, but those that are not as excited or enthusiastic about the vaccine. And one such question they have is, could the vaccine at all make us more vulnerable for future COVID or for other illnesses? And most medical professionals are saying, no, the vaccine only helps, the vaccine only helps. But there is that question that people have. And even though I support the vaccine and I don't support mandates, I do support science and the evolution of science and the answering questions that might need to be answered. And so if you just vaccinate everybody and you don't have a pool that you can pull from to go, okay, wait a second, what if we didn't vaccinate? I know some people are like, well, we don't want to look at that because then, you know, we could get sued and we could be proven wrong. But, you know, what we need to learn from any mistakes we've made, we need to learn if we did something right. And so early in 2021, it appeared that the UK government did permit researchers to start the first human challenge trial. The trial was spearheaded by scientists at the Imperial College London, collaborated with Open Orphan and HVivo. And then they released their data. They had 36 male and female volunteers who were healthy. They were between 18 and 30. They were exposed to a very low dose of the original strain. Now, the original strain. So not Alpha or Delta. This was the original strain. I don't think Delta was out at the time yet. And then they were put in a quarantine facility for 2 weeks. I'm not sure if they got money or what. Have the volunteers contracted an infection? Symptoms started 2 days, much shorter than the median 4 to 5 days incubation period. Volunteers tended to carry the highest amount of infectious virus on day 5. So the day we are coming back after isolation was the highest day that they could infect people. But on average, people still carried infectious virus up to 9 days of exposure. All of the infected volunteers experienced no more than mild to moderate illness, common symptoms such as runny nose, sneezing, sore throat. None developed lung complications or other serious adverse events. 13 participants did temporarily lose their sense of smell. 3 months later, 3 volunteers still had loss of smell, but they did continue to show improvement. Lateral flow tests used to rapidly detect when people are actually infectious, like the rapid test, appear to also work well. So this is interesting. We'll talk more about it and get to your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Carter says that he was not ready to go back to work. Work wanted him to go back to work. He still felt sick. Work made him take a COVID test. The COVID test was negative, and they said, you can come back to work. But he was still sick. He still felt sick, and it was over the 5 days. It's a great question. I don't know what to make of these rapid tests. I'm assuming you had a rapid test. You know, these PCR tests take 3 days sometimes to come back. So by the time you test, you might be better. But it was an interesting question, and Carter actually wrote this 2 days ago. So this isn't something I just got. And so it's very interesting in that we just have this study that came out with that human trial where they purposely infected people with COVID to see what would happen. And so, yeah, if you're not feeling well, the CDC says don't go back to work. This five-day rule is a guideline. Okay, right, they've got, like, the code, right, Pirates of the Caribbean, there's code. You could hang the code or you could, you know, abide by the code. But CDC wants you to abide by the code. And so their code is at about 5 days, even if you're sick, but you're feeling better, you could end isolation and go back to work. But a lot of you guys are still feeling sick. And with this one study, you could be at your most infectious by day 5. So the CDC might have to take a look at this. It was a very small study, only, what, 36 people in the study? But it is interesting. And, you know, I told you guys how I felt. When the CDC said you had to isolate for 10 days, okay, you know, most flu, most cold, you get over with in 5 to 7 days. But because COVID was so dangerous and so weird, I didn't have a problem with them extending it to 10 days. It sucks. 10 days isolation sucks. But I always felt that you would be infectious and you would be transmitting it 2 days before you felt symptoms. You'd feel symptoms within a couple days of exposure. I understand they said 14 days incubation period, but I'm not a scientist that's studying COVID. You know, I might be, you know, a scientist trained, but if they're telling us there's a 14-day incubation period, you got to go with it. But yeah, I thought for the most part, most of us would get sick in a couple days of being exposed. That just makes sense. But in terms of not spreading the virus, there's been a lot of debate. There's been some people that test positive for months. Are they testing positive because they have active virus? Or are they testing positive just because they have something in their body, some antigen that is triggering the antigen test? But I have always had a hunch that this virus can last longer in people, which is why they might not be able to smell for months, or taste, or they still get these headaches, or they still get this cough. I just kind of am of that belief. You know, so I've tried to stay away from people, unless, of course, they're like, look, no, I'm over it, I had it, you're testing negative, you've had it, you're vaccinated, I don't care. But for the most part, I've still been kind of isolated a lot, especially on the days that I'm coughing more, because I just feel if I have a cough, even if it's not COVID, I could be coughing rhinovirus, I could be coughing an adenovirus. So I just think we're always spreading things. So for me, keeping some sort of a distance, you know, if I'm not feeling well, is, I think, imperative, and I think it's just, you know, our duty to. In terms of what's going to happen with Super Bowl and, you know, all the other things that's going on, I get. You know, people think they're going to wear a mask. They think it's going to be good enough. It's probably not going to be good enough. You know, but just know, if you're vulnerable, you might not want to go to Super Bowl. I get it. You spent $8,000 on your ticket. But that's, you know, I think people who think they're vulnerable and don't want it should have the choice to, you know what, I don't want to be around it. You know, and I'll, you know, figure out another way to kind of, you know, work around and live my life. But for those of us that are like, look, let us just live our lives. Let us support our families. You know, that's why I'm not a fan of mandates. But to answer your question about, okay, so what's this 5-day issue? So the, this study that we just spoke about, it was the Human Challenge Program in the UK. And just to recap for some listeners that are just coming on right now, it's a fascinating study where in January of 2021, the UK government allowed one of the first trials where the government would actively infect somebody with COVID. They were healthy volunteers assumed to never have had COVID, which means somehow didn't get it a whole year, and see what happened. Now, I haven't seen the data, so I don't know if they're 100% certain these people didn't ever get exposed, but of these 36 healthy male and females who were between 18 and 30, they got a low dose, they were monitored for 2 weeks in a facility, half got an infection, but interestingly, half didn't. Half of the volunteers, 18 people, didn't get sick. Why not? See, that's a fascinating study. You now have a pool of 18 people that didn't get COVID. And they didn't get COVID first wave in early 2020. So, is it their genes? Do you want to announce? What is it about those 18 that might make them super immune? You directly infected 36 people. Half of them didn't get sick. Why not? Is it because they needed a certain threshold of the virus? They needed a certain viral load? Is it because they did have some immunity that we didn't know about it? Is it because they were maybe on medications like hydroxychloroquine or whatever? They were healthy, so they weren't, I'm assuming they weren't on any chronic medications. But it's worth looking at. Why did some people not get sick? So these human challenge trials, there's always this little ethical dilemma. Do you really infect a person? Because with IRB and, you know, all the rules we have with studies, you're not really supposed to be hurting a human or putting a human at risk. But in the UK, they got permission from the government to take healthy people, do low dose, even before they have therapeutics, and say, okay, we're going to see what happens. And they got some interesting data. But like I said, one thing that came out really interesting is volunteers tended to carry the highest amount of infectious virus on day 5. So according to the study, they were the most able to infect people at that time, still sick up to 9 days after exposure, and some were infectious by day 12. So the CDC guidelines of 10 days isolation and then lowering it to 5-day isolation, what does that mean you or I should do? And I said this already. You feel sick, don't go to work, don't be around people. But this idea that, you know what, we will come up with a random day, we'll come up with a random time limit and say, you know what, guys, as long as you're over this on the cutoff, you could, because people do that. They're like, at 2:59 p.m., I'm out of quarantine. And I'm like, wait a second. Okay, so quarantine, 2 weeks ago. What happened at 2:59 p.m.? Well, at 2:59 p.m., I got a call from my friend that they were COVID positive. Okay, so do you quarantine from the day you were, you're supposed to quarantine from the day you were next to the person, not the day you got a phone call. I mean, the virus doesn't work that way. You know, where here you are to the minute. Looks like the CDC might have been more correct about the 10 days, because it looked like most of them were infectious for 9 days. And by the way, fascinating that the CDC came up with that so quickly early on in the pandemic. I mean, the CDC had this guidance, I think February, March. They knew about the incubation period and the isolation and days to isolate, apparently years before maybe months before this study, or now 2 years before the study came out. How did they know? Is it because they've been studying this virus the whole time? Was the NIH studying the virus? Did they already know? I don't know. So if you are infectious from day 5 to 9, which is why I had said, remember I had said that these rapid tests seem to be more accurate after day 5? It takes a few days. This maybe explains it. If that's when you're the most infectious, that's when some of these tests that are mediocre at best are finally picking it up. So all of you saying, Dr. Dolly, I need a Z-Pack, COVID negative, I started feeling sick this morning, I took a test, I was negative, give me a Z-Pack. I can't do that, all right? Because one is, you're probably still positive. Two, the CDC does not want us to give Z-Packs for COVID, even though a lot of people have been on them. There was a study that came out saying the Zithromax antibiotic, you know, the results were lackluster. But I understand a lot of you guys took a Z-Pack and you're like, oh, yeah, I feel better. I get it. But your testing day 1 or 2 might not work. And so according to a study like this, looks like you might have to test again by day 5. All of the infected volunteers experienced no more than mild to moderate symptoms, some runny nose, some sneezing, some sore throat. Nobody, got lung complications or other serious adverse events. As we said earlier, 13 participants did temporarily lose their sense of smell, which is a common COVID symptom. Now remember, this virus they got infected with was the wild type, the original. This wasn't Delta. This wasn't Omicron. So this was, I don't think it was Alpha. I think it was the original COVID wild type. 3 months later, 3 volunteers still experienced some loss of smell. They did show improvement as time went on. And like I said, the rapid test did seem to detect when they were actively infectious. So is the CDC going to have to change their guidance? I don't know. I don't know if anybody's even going to. It's been back and forth this whole time. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims continue to fall. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 23,000 from the previous week's revised total. Regarding what these numbers mean, Mark Hamrick is a senior analyst with Bankrate.com. He tells USA Radio News.
And this indicates that fresh job loss is not the key issue for the economy.
President Biden is cheering a successful U.S. counterterrorism operation that killed the leader of ISIS.
ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
He was killed overnight by U.S. special forces in Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News. A winter storm is creating chaos across half the United States.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Another strong Santa Ana wind event is causing more damage in Southern California. Wednesday morning, a 92-foot-tall pine tree went down in Riverside, landing on a dorm building in front of California Baptist University. No injuries were reported, but the building was damaged. The tree fell during 45-mile-an-hour wind gusts, which weren't even the strongest in the region. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Byron wrote a lengthy email saying he knows I'm not a fan of universal health care and socialized medicine, but how come the U.S. has more deaths with COVID than other countries that do use socialized medicine? Okay. I'm not a fan of socialized medicine. Not that I, let me kind of clarify this, okay? Socialized medicine may work in some of these other countries. And it might work because they might have a much different tax structure. They might have a much different landscape in terms of people and their attitudes towards healthcare. They also may have smaller numbers of people to take care of. I mean, like, the UK has, what, 65 to 70 million people. True, they have less people putting money into the system, and the UK is struggling, I guess, in terms of their healthcare system and keeping it afloat. They've had a lot of struggles. But, you know, for the most part, they feel it works for them. And, you know, because it's not a country like ours. We have 300 million more people than the UK. So for us to go socialize or for us to go universal, it's not going to be an easy overnight sort of transition. And on top of that, our population is growing by the thousands, not so much because we have more births than deaths, but it's because of our borders. And many, many, shall we say, people that are coming in might not be in the 30% tax bracket. And healthcare is expensive. We're very spoiled in America. To go from, you know what, we could do an MRI. Or we could, I mean, look, Jimmy Carter had what, stage 4 melanoma. He's still alive. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her pancreatic cancer was held at bay for decades. Colon cancer. People want the Ruth Bader Ginsburg medicine. People want what Trump got for COVID. Trump got Regeneron. I mean, we expected Trump, and we were scared that he was going to, you know, have a real bad hospital course. But he got the monoclonal antibodies. That's what people want. People want what the celebrities and politicians have. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got monoclonal antibodies. And he got hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for his COVID. So Americans are spoiled. And to go from, all right, we're going to go from, you know, we could, if we want, pay extra, borrow, scrap, save, have my insurance pay for it, or have my insurance knock down the price, to, okay, this is what you're getting. This is all you're getting. If you want something special, you're going to have to wait and pay for it, and there's no guarantee. That's going to be a big leap. Now, there was a recent study talking about how in the U.S., the number of people who died of COVID was at least 63% higher than those of other, quote-unquote, big wealthy countries. This is according to New York Times or analysis of mortality rates. So the other question to this is, why did more people die in America of COVID than in other countries? Now, some of you will say, well, we didn't do the lockdowns quick enough. Well, you saw the Johns Hopkins study. The Johns Hopkins meta-analysis was like, the lockdowns didn't help and possibly hurt. So, you know, I know other countries might have done lockdowns more. By the way, the only European countries with higher death rates were Russia, Ukraine, Poland, Greece, Czech Republic. That's according to the Times. And that's assuming that we got the actual data, like China. How did China... Have you guys seen the death rate from China with all this? And remember, this originated in China, although I think they tried to blame Italy for it. Let me just show you right here. So with the death rates in terms of COVID, and it's pulling up right now, the USA lost 917,000 people so far. We just had another 174 new deaths posted this morning. India lost about 500,000. Brazil, 629,000. France, 131. UK, 157. And remember, this has to be like per capita. So just because the UK lost 157,000, you know, compared to US, you know, if they are one tenth the population, then, well, no, they aren't one tenth. They are one fifth, one seventh. Yeah, so there's a way where they could statistically look at that. But China, let me find where they are. And it's all the way down here. I can't even find China on the list. Didn't China say they only lost 8,000 people? I'm trying to find it right now. Hold on. I'm just going to have to do an active search. And mind you, with the Olympics coming up, they have... Oh, here we go. China has only had, according to Worldometers, and mind you, this is since the start of the pandemic, in 2 years, China has only had 106,000 cases and lost 4,600 people in a country of 1.4 billion. I don't know if that's a reporting error. Somebody may be saying, don't ask, don't tell. But But that's what happened there. So, whenever you see this, well, more people died in the U.S., we might have also better tracking. Remember, these countries got scared to death about what was going to happen with tourism. And, you know, many of these countries cut off other countries and travel and tourists and international travel. And so, I don't know, where was it? Was it South Africa that had brought up Omicron? And then all of a sudden, all these countries blocked travel to South Africa. And they're like, wait a second, you guys are punishing us? You're cutting us off from the world because we told you there's a mild variant? You notice you really don't have a lot of other countries going, oh, hey, guys, there's a new variant. I don't even know if we're going to be told, to be honest. What's the advantage for them? You know, they thought they were going to get bragging rights. Instead, they had economic disaster because they were cut off. Because it was like, oh, my gosh, a new variant. We don't want to come to America. And it came to America anyway. By the time somebody talks about it, it's already here. So the death rate analysis that, you know, is being reported here from the U.S., you know, in terms of the U.S. being number one, you know, we have very populous cities. New York, for example, you know, when COVID hit, it spread like wildfire. We also have disparities in our healthcare access, where some of the sickest individuals just don't get quickly seen. We also made the mistake of saying, hey, if you have COVID, stay home. Don't come in and get other people sick. So they stayed home until they couldn't breathe anymore and they were already on their deathbed. Whereas we might have been able to do something early on. Also, we didn't use ivermectin or some of these other repurposed drugs like some of these other countries did. We were like, nope. Our CDC guidelines are to not do antibiotics, not do steroids, not do zinc, not do vitamin C. And maybe some of those things do help. Maybe some of these other countries are like, look, you know what? If you got it, use it, all the power to you. I don't know. I'm just coming up with theories. But, you know, to answer your question, would socialized medicine have saved more U.S. people, Americans, from the COVID virus killing them? Our hospitals were full. We don't have the infrastructure for a socialized medicine where anybody gets to just walk into a clinic anytime. There's just not enough medical facilities, which is something I had said. That needs to be done even before we even consider socialized medicine. So, yeah. I know. It's going to come, though. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you.
Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the biggest headlines now of the week is ISIS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi is dead. And this was a raid that the military had done. And this was, I believe, last night. And the ISIS leader is dead. He had a $10 million bounty on his head. The problem is he blew himself and his family up. I think he had how many children? 6 children ended up dying in this. And I think it hurt many others who were, I mean, it was, the bomb had such strength that I think it hurt others who were outside. But President Biden announced that Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi was the leader of ISIS, the violent Islamic State group, and he blew himself up during an overnight raid that was carried out by U.S. military forces in northwest Syria. It is unclear if any of those military forces were vaccinated for COVID. I'm sorry, I think it's just ridiculous. Didn't they fire somebody, a Navy SEAL, because they didn't have the COVID vaccine? I mean, I'm sorry, I just have a big problem with mandating our military. If they don't want to get the vaccine, they're about to go on a raid, and they're about, what, you're worried that they're going to give Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi COVID? No, we're worried they'll give other people COVID. Everybody had it anyway. Everybody's getting it. So Biden said last night, operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS. Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Now, al-Qurashi, also known as Haji Abdullah, I guess took over as head of ISIS, I think like 2019. This was after his leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, died in a raid in the same area. They said, according to Biden, since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies, other partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. The president also said that al-Qurashi oversaw the spread of ISIS-affiliated terrorist groups around the world and was the driving force behind the genocide of Yazidis in northwestern Iraq. He said, we all remember the gut-wrenching stories, the mass slaughters that wiped out entire villages, thousands of women and young girls sold to slavery, rape used as a weapon of war. So he said that al-Qurashi died just like al-Baghdadi, exploding a bomb that killed himself and members of his family, including women and children. In a final act of desperate cowardice, with no regard to the lives of his family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, taking several members of his family with him, just as his predecessor did. So, the president said he did direct the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties. Knowing this terrorist had chosen to surround himself with families, including children, we made a choice to pursue a special forces raid with greater risk to our own people rather than targeting him with an airstrike. And I believe that. I know a lot of people are going to now be criticizing Biden for these kids dying. But this isn't like what happened in Afghanistan, where they did an airstrike and then they completely destroyed a couple families that didn't have anything to even do with ISIS. So I get why they had to use more precision when it came with this. On Thursday, Syria's civil defense and aid group known as the White Helmets said 13 people had been killed during the operation, including 4 women and 6 children, but they did not provide further details on the identities. Like Osama bin Laden, I think they got him without him being able to get his kids and family involved. And I'm not sure, you know, what the psychology is around that. You know, is it that they just don't care, that they're taken by surprise, they're going to kill themselves, and if anybody is around there, because obviously somebody that impulsive isn't thinking, or if they did plan it out, is it that they want to be with them in the afterlife, and so they'll take the whole family with them when they die? I don't know, but it's so tragic, it's disgusting. Apparently, U.S. commandos engage in a firefight with jihadist fighters for 2 hours before being extracted. So I'm not sure what happened there. So this is a huge move from a fight on terrorism stance. And he was up on the 3rd floor at the time. And heading ISIS, I don't know who's next going to take their place, and that seems to sadly be what happens. There's a second in line who wants the power. I mean, I would be going, you know what, I'm out. This is above my pay grade. No, mm-mm. But, they're just like with Osama bin Laden. You wonder if there were like 4 or 5 of them. When you heard that Osama bin Laden died, I mean, was it because they were decoys? Was it that Osama bin Laden died and a new Osama bin Laden then came into the picture? We never really got to see the body because they said they threw it in the ocean. This was the day before they announced that they got him, so I'm not entirely sure. We do know that they got him, but I'm still confused. Were there a lot of Osama bin Ladens? You know, what exactly happened with that? So, you know, it seems like we're always dealing with things on so many fronts. We're worried about North Korea. We're worried about China. We're worried about with Russia and the Ukraine. And, you know, I opened the show talking about how, you know, there are signs, you know, that there might be an impending war as our allies might think we're distracted. You know, this was something that I think, you know, it could just be a coincidence that the timing happened now, but this could be used as kind of a show of strength to, you know, the enemies that are thinking about pulling some stunts now while we're still grappling with COVID and, you know, dealing with all the you know, the midterms and all the other BS that we have. But, you know, when you see a terrorist like this decide to take his family and take his kids, you know, it's just, or they surround themselves. They purposely, so like we've heard of terrorists do that, where they will bunker down near a school, or they'll use human shields because they know we won't then do airstrikes because we don't want to kill civilians. And they have no problem hiding among innocent people. It's just, it's frightening how you have that thinking. But somebody who's a terrorist is probably not the most unselfish, righteous, ethical dude. All right? Most of these people are sick in the head. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tesla is recalling 817,000 vehicles in the U.S. Why? The seatbelt alarm may not sound. If the driver fails to buckle up, they might get an alarm. I don't have a Tesla, or I don't have an electric vehicle yet. I hear, even though they're pretty amazing in terms of, you know, not needing fuel and ease, I'm hearing there's a lot of little glitches that people deal with. Like, one of my friends said that when he tries to back out, he lifts his butt off the seat a little bit, you know, to turn around and see. And when he does that, the car doesn't think he's in the car, so it stops. So he has to sit his butt back down and try to now find a new way. I mean, you know, my kids are like, Mom, just use the camera in the car. I don't do that. I don't use a camera. If I'm going to back out, I'm going to do it old style where I'm actually looking. I'm not going to trust a camera. I think the camera's kind of weird. So I have, like I said, I don't have a Tesla, so I don't know about all the little quirks. Would love to hear from you guys, of course. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you love your electric car? Do you find that there's little glitches? But for Elon Musk, they've had two recalls in 3 days. This latest massive recall was ordered by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Until it is fixed, the affected vehicles no longer comply with federal motor vehicle safety standards on occupant crash protection. So without an audible chime activating to warn the driver they haven't buckled up, it puts them at increased risk of harm. Even though most of our cars don't have an alarm. But once people think there's going to be an alarm, then you don't have it. It's a risk. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.